Good morning, and welcome to a special edition of AI Unraveled. For the last 3 years, the technology sector has been running on what we call vibe revenue. Budgets were approved based on FOMO, valuations were driven by magic demos, and the primary currency was excitement. But as we close the books on 2025, the music has stopped. We are entering the great sobering. The signal from the C-suite is clear. The demo isn't selling anymore. 2026 is the year of the audit. CFOs are no longer interested in funding experiments. They are funding digital employees, and they expect those employees to carry a quota. Today, we are going to teach you the forensic accounting of the future. We are going to move beyond time saved and introduce you to agentic P&L. We will break down the cost per successful outcome, CPSO, and explain why you need to stop paying for output tokens immediately. But before we dive into today's strategic briefing, stop marketing to the masses. Start briefing the C-suite. You have seen the power of AI unraveled. Zero noise, high signal intelligence for the world's most critical AI builders. Now, leverage our proven methodology to own the conversation in your industry. We create tailored, proprietary podcasts designed exclusively to brief your executives and your most valuable clients. Stop wasting marketing spend on generic content. Start delivering must-listen strategic intelligence directly to the decision-makers. Ready to define your domain? Secure your strategic podcast consultation now at the link in our show notes. This podcast is created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Now let's look at the numbers.
If you're listening to this, you're probably trying to figure out how the breathless AI headlines from the last couple of years square with the actual enterprise spreadsheets you're staring at today.
They don't square.
Not really.
And that's what we're here for. We're moving well past the keynote demos, past the hype cycle, and into what our sources are all calling the great sobering.
It is a massive, massive transition. And our mission for this deep dive is to look at the cold, hard economic audit of AI adoption as it stands right now in 2026.
Because for a long time, AI was funded by enthusiasm.
Right. We called it vibe revenue. Valuations were just driven by novelty, by that magic moment an LLM could create, and, you know, a lot of executive FOMO.
Fear of missing out.
Exactly. But our sources confirm a brutal inflection point hit squarely in 2025. The demo simply stopped selling.
And that changed the conversation immediately. It went from what can it do to, okay, what does it do profitably? Yes. And suddenly the budget wasn't about shiny tech anymore. It was about headcount. It was about efficiency. CFOs are now looking at AI agents as, well, digital employees.
And employees have to justify their paycheck.
They have to carry a quota.
Yeah.
And that's the core of this new reality. We're going to unpack the agentic P&L for you today. It's this rigorous financial framework that demands proof of profitability.
It's not enough to save someone an hour anymore.
No, the agent has to complete the entire workflow. To survive this, organizations have to adopt three critical defensive metrics, which we're going to detail for you right now.
Okay, so let's start with the bubble that burst. You called it vibe revenue. Why was that so unsustainable?
Well, vibe revenue was basically growth based on, let's say, future potential.
Okay.
It was totally detached from any real sustainable value being created right now.
It was the magic moment.
It was the magic moment. You know, watching an agent draft a complex email in seconds, it felt revolutionary. But that feeling always had a financial deadline.
And our sources show this euphoria was masking a huge structural problem. They're calling it the renewal cliff.
That's right. The data is pretty clear. This cliff, where customers just decide not to renew, was hitting consistently about 6 to 9 months after deployment.
6 to 9 months. So pretty fast.
Very fast. Companies found out that high token usage didn't mean high business value. The engagement metrics were, one source said, stinky, low attention, shallow use.
So people weren't really integrating it deep into their work.
No. The initial excitement just vanished when the agents couldn't make that leap from being an assistant to being a truly autonomous operator.
Which brings us to that core technical problem, the 80-20 rule trap.
Yes. Developers could get, 80% of a use case built and looking great for a demo really quickly. But that final 20%,
the hard part,
the really hard part, the deep integration, the compliance, the security protocols, that final mile was either just too difficult or way too expensive for the models we had back in 2024.
And that 20% is everything. It's the difference between a cool tech demo and a real product.
It is. And the failure to cross that line created what we're now calling the great chasm.
Okay, define that for us.
It's this growing gap between the raw technical power of the frontier models, you know, your hypothetical GPT 5.2s, and the actual EBIT, the real earnings that companies were capturing.
So the models got smarter, but the businesses didn't get richer.
Precisely. We saw that startling statistic, something like 90% of organizations reported using AI.
Right.
But less than 40% could point to any significant measurable impact on their bottom line.
That's a huge disconnect.
It shows the experimentation phase just went on way too long. And then came the pricing shock.
Ah, yes.
The whole industry sort of assumed that intelligence is too cheap to meter. That idea got violently overturned. Our sources are saying prices for the new ultra-high reasoning models could reach something like $168 per million output tokens.
$168. That would shatter any ROI model built on cheap tokens.
Absolutely. And it forced a reevaluation of every metric, starting with the most important one. It led to the death of time saved.
Now, that's interesting because time saved was the original promise, wasn't it?
It was the entire pitch.
I save a lawyer 2 hours a day. That's pure ROI.
It should be. But the problem is leakage. The save time just sort of disappears. It goes into longer coffee breaks or admin tasks. The CFO of 2026 is asking a much harder question.
Which is?
We saved 10,000 hours. So why haven't we reduced headcount by 5 people? Or why isn't revenue up proportionally?
So it's not about efficiency anymore, just doing the same work faster. It's about efficacy.
Efficacy. The agent has to complete the work fully and autonomously so the human can be redeployed to something of higher value.
Which brings us to the agentic P&L.
Exactly. This is the fundamental shift. AI agents are no longer just software, not just an operating expense. They're being modeled closer to direct labor costs or even cost of goods sold. They are, for all financial purposes, digital employees.
So what does a P&L for a digital employee look like?
It needs 3 things. 1, compensation. It's your token compute cost. 2, management overhead. The humans doing the oversight and auditing. And 3, critically, an output quota.
A performance target.
A defined set of successful outcomes it has to deliver. If it doesn't, it fails its performance review.
And this internal accounting change is forcing vendors to change, too. You mentioned the move from SaaS to services software.
Yes. Think about it. In traditional SaaS, the vendor sells you a license, and your employee does the work with the software. All the performance risk is on you, the customer.
Okay.
In services software, the vendor is selling you the labor itself, which is executed by their agent.
Ah, so the risk shifts to them.
Completely. It forces them into outcome-based pricing. We're seeing it already.
Mm.
Salesforce charging $2 per agentic conversation. Intercom charging 99 cents per successful resolution.
So if the agent fails the task?
The customer pays zero.
That's powerful. It basically kills shelfware software that gets bought but never used.
Instantly. If the agents don't work, the vendor's revenue stream just dries up.
But to get that P&L right, you need to look beyond just the token price. You need the full agentic cost stack.
This is a huge mistake companies make. The sticker price of a token is often less than 20% of the total cost of outcome.
The TCO.
Yeah, the TCO. You have to account for the whole stack.
So let's break that down. What's in the stack?
You start with model inference. That's the raw token cost. Then you add memory and context. That's your vector database, your RA architecture.
The agent's brain.
Then tooling and APIs. Every time it calls an external service like Twilio or Stripe, that's a cost. Then verification and oversight, the human auditors. And finally, liability insurance.
Insurance against hallucinations.
Especially in finance or healthcare, you have to have it.
That complexity really makes the case for your first metric, cost per successful outcome or CPSO.
It is the definitive metric for this era. It shifts the entire focus from managing inputs like tokens to validating outputs like actual results.
And you said it has to include the cost of failure?
Critically. We learned the hard way that a cheap model that generates AI slop, you know, that low quality, subtly wrong output that a human has to constantly fix.
The rework.
Yes, the rework.
Yeah.
If that model fails 50 times, it is infinitely more expensive than a premium model that succeeds on the first try. That's the retry spiral risk.
Let's walk through that formula because it's so important.
Okay, so CPSO aggregates all the costs for an attempt, inference, tools, everything. Plus, it adds the cost of all failed attempts and the cost of human fallback. Then you divide that total by the number of successful completions.
The human fallback cost feels like the key differentiator.
It's everything. Let's use the customer support example. If your agent costs, say, $1.88 per successful resolution, and your BPO firm was costing you $4, your AI is hugely profitable.
But what if the BPO was only costing you $1.50?
then the AI is what our sources call slop tech. It's actively destroying value. You're using an expensive engine completely inefficiently.
And the retry spiral makes that even worse.
Exponentially worse. The agent fails, it tries to self-correct, which generates more prompts, more context, and your token consumption just explodes.
So the key to lowering CP's SO isn't just buying cheap models, it's getting smart about routing.
That is the critical lever. You have to use composite AI. Route simple, high-volume stuff to cheap, fast models like a Llama 3.8b.
And save the big guns for the hard problems.
You only use the expensive, high-reasoning models like a GPT 5.2 Ultra for the really complex edge cases.
It's the don't use a Ferrari to deliver a pizza analogy.
You got it. You destroy your margins.
Okay, that covers efficiency. Now for growth. Metric number two, revenue per agent or RPA.
This is a massive strategic reframing. It forces you to stop thinking of the agent as a cost saver and start treating it like a revenue-generating employee with a quota.
It moves AI out of the IT department's budget and into sales.
Right into the revenue org. And you calculate it just like you would for a human. Total attributable revenue divided by the number of active agents.
Attribution must be tricky, though.
It is, so we break it into three buckets. Direct, where the agent closes the deal. Assisted, where it qualifies a lead for a human. And revenue retention, where it prevents a customer from churning.
The insurance example from our sources was great here. An agent handles an address change, but also spots a coverage gap and cross-sells a renter's policy.
And that new premium is directly attributed to that agent's RPA. The real power is benchmarking this against your human team.
Right.
An AI sales development rep might cost $5,000 a year in compute, but generate $50,000 in pipeline. That's a 10x ROI. It could easily be double the ROI of a human SDR.
But there's a danger there, right? An agent could just spam low-quality leads to hit its quota.
100%. RPA can't be a standalone metric. If you have a low-quality agent just burning through your prospect list with terrible canned responses, you scorch the total addressable market.
You ruin it for future sales efforts.
Exactly. So you have to pair RPA with guardrail violation metrics to make sure you're maintaining quality.
Which brings us to the third metric, agentic workflow displacement rate, AWDR.
This one measures true autonomy. It's the difference between assistance, which is the co-pilot model, and full displacement, the autopilot model.
So this is the metric that tells you if the AI is actually replacing labor.
It's the one that validates the whole labor replacement thesis. It's the percentage of a workflow that is fully offloaded to the AI without any human intervention or review. High AWDR is the goal.
Our sources laid out four levels of displacement. Level four is the holy grail, where the AI is fully autonomous and humans are just auditing the fleet, not individual tasks.
Right. But again, you have to quality adjust for AI slop.
Because if a human has to fix everything the agent does,
then the friction of verification can actually take more time than just doing the task manually in the first place.
Yeah.
In that case, your AWDR is actually negative. The agent is making you less productive.
So AWDR becomes the number one leading indicator for HR leaders planning for workforce changes.
It's how they know which roles are truly being displaced, not just augmented. It's why the digital employee is now a category in their planning software.
And this all leads us into the audit era of 2026.
Where it's no longer about admiring the output. It's about rigorously auditing the logic inside the agent's brain.
The new forensic reviewer role. Their job is to analyze the agent's perceive, act, reason loop. Let's break that down.
So first, they check perceive. Did the agent correctly ingest the context from the database? Or did it misinterpret something? Second, reason. Was the chain of thought logical? Did it follow policy? And third, act. Did it execute the API call correctly and safely?
That level of traceability is non-negotiable in finance or healthcare. A black box agent is just a massive compliance liability.
It is. Traceability is the antidote to AI slop. And governance is now a competitive advantage, not just a headache. The companies that can prove their agents are reliable are the ones who get to deploy them in those high-value, high-risk scenarios.
And this forensic reviewer, this isn't a junior role.
Not at all. These are senior people with deep domain expertise. They're the ones who can effectively audit the agents. It just proves AI doesn't eliminate the need for expertise. It elevates it.
And it automates away the junior tasks.
Which then lets you unlock the ratchet effect.
I love that term. What's the ratchet effect?
It's the non-linear productivity gain. When you find a configuration for an agent that improves its RPA by, say, 20%, you can clone that improvement instantly across your entire digital workforce.
A universal upgrade immediately.
At basically zero marginal cost. A productivity gain that's impossible to replicate with human training.
This has been a huge deep dive. To sum it up for you, the listener, the market is no longer asking what AI can do. It's asking what it does profitably. The shift is from measuring tokens to measuring outcomes.
And from selling software to selling the labor that software performs. So if you're in strategy or procurement, the four actions are clear. First, implement the trinity of metrics, CPSO, RPA, and AWDR now.
Quantify the value.
Second, establish that forensic review process to eliminate slop. Third, demand outcome-based pricing from vendors to transfer the risk. And fourth, start managing your digital employees with quotas and performance reviews.
The demo is dead. Long live the P&L.
Exactly. And here's the final thought we want to leave you with. The digital employee is now being managed by HR. It has performance contracts. It's subject to instant deprecation if a better model comes along. So if your audit shows a new model can be cloned across your entire digital workforce for an instant 20% productivity gain, what fundamental value does the slow human concept of training still hold in this new agentic era?
That is your strategic briefing on agentic P&L. The signal for today is outcomes. The days of celebrating 10 million tokens generated are over. That is just a cost center. In 2026, the only thing that matters is the cost per successful outcome. If you are an enterprise leader, your homework is simple. Go to your AI vendors and ask them for their CPSO. If they can only quote you a price per token, they are selling you raw materials, not a solution. We are bridging the great chasm between capability and profit. Make sure you are on the right side of the ledger. Before you go, stop marketing to the masses. Start briefing the C-suite. If you need to explain these unit economics to your board, let us help you. We build the briefings that drive decisions. Secure your strategic podcast consultation at the link in our show notes. This podcast is created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Measure what matters, and I'll see you in the next episode.